if the bow was covered in Mishle, with the dresses of grain, he sent to his wife, Altister in Mishleim, and then she was Seisir, in the presence of grain, with that person, so that we don't know whether she committed adultery or not. So the halacha is, he has to bring her to the Kohen, and then the Kohen gives her the mind tomorrow. But suppose, even in Dechot comes and says, I saw that she committed adultery, then she is not chaste. And the third case, where Nidachot is never, if Nidachot comes and says that he saw the husband of a certain woman that he was killed, he died, so Bavnei's Bairo is also. So there the Gemara says, in these three cases, suppose one Nidachot comes and says, Bavnei's Bairo. Then another Nidachot comes and says, Lo Yoisa, you didn't see. If he's Mazeh HaZeh, so then she is allowed to bury some. Because Kolbokim, she did not tell Yidachot HaRei Kam Shrayim. So the first one that came and said, Bez Bairo, has the moon is like two. The second one comes later on, after Bez heard of it, the testimony of this Yidachot. So months later, another Yidachot shows up and says, no, he lied, this is the first Yidachot lied. So then we say, so here the monis of two, the second one who comes later on, has only the monis of one, and one of Shalachot Kavishnai. The same thing is true by Baruch. If he said, then later on, someone comes and says, Loyimoai! So the halacha is, Eimeyot. And the same thing is true by Yitzhak. If the Dechot comes and says Zimso, then later on, someone comes and says, Lo Yimoshe Zimso. So the halacha is Eimashi. Why? Because the first one, the Torah gave the monies, and he has the monies of two, Komo Kishin Yitzhak HaKishnai. So, and the second one is only one, in Rosh Lechot and Mokim Shnai. So, this deed is taken from the Marit. And the Marit applies the same principle to Yidechot and Nisot. To Yidechot and Nisot. In other words, the Marit says, that regarding Yidechot and Nisot, we apply the same principle. Now, if the Sheikh first said, I am Sheikh Babel. So, he has the bonus of two. Then another person comes and says, later on, Buzeh HaZeh. And he says, oh, he didn't, I saw, he didn't check properly. So we say, the Sheikh has the bonus of two. The second one who is Makhashi has only the bonus of one. So he goes, Shalach and Makhashi. He therefore Makhashi, we eat Hatzmi, Buddha, Lechir, we can go up more. But, in other words, when this Sheikh will check again, so even this aid will be allowed to partake of the other Sheikh. But of this behavior, this aid is not allowed to basically not let him partake, because Shabbat Abshe, Dichem Yisuneh. But Shabbat Abshe Yisuneh is only in regard to this particular Sheikh, not in respect to future Sheikhs. When we come, okay, Hakim Fimashiroth, in other words, if the diet, the home, to whom the Shabbat is presented, has a new today that this person is a very reliable person and that Sheikhen is not so, that's such a tzadik. So in such a case, so then we task that they're not allowed to eat on the Shabbat. Anyway, so this is taken from the Barik. And what is the Barik she did? Oh, look at the Taz. Shok Barik Taz was it, Kol Mokim Shemite Tero Dach 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 פריבי דקסומס, רוחנה להביא לו כאילו השכר שאיננו כשניים, ובאשר פרק כמה לחום להפטס כוס ועל זה, אבל אני כוספתי ולשנה ולסי רומס, כי דיבו לו המתפוע, שמי מגיעי זה, דווקא בנשיא שעדו משהו כשניים, אבל בשור ניסו, חווה כחד וגב אחד והכושר הוא בין מחייר וחצי בסיס על המרץ, על כל חווה נזו שאי ואינו עשו לו חום לסחוי עד כאן שלק, וכי פוסק חומס על זה דח וחוס המשכים פוסק מרואה. So the Bashal is chilek, and this is on the Mechaber, and the basis of the Shikar of Megeyesef and the Ritvo, which is also Shikas Rambam. The Shikar of Megeyesef and the Ritvo, and the Rambam, and the Bashal is that this Halacha, of Kokmokim Shimitiragata Arikenstein that applies only to the spiral or to a tape. Because without the extra halof, the extra Zerasakoso, or that an Eitzeite is Nemo, and Idacho. What will we say? And Idacho is not Nemo to say Nitrio. Why not? Because Idacho Moshe Be'alma Pogas Mishnayim. Suppose an Idacho comes and says to a husband, I saw that your wife committed adultery. She's not a sword. She's not a sword to him. And Idacho is more nervous. Idacho is not a knight. But here there is a special Zerasakoso. The Tlacha King is stealing. So, and Idacho is the knight. But otherwise, if not for the special Zerasakosu, we would require how many? Two. Here the Torah says, Idacho is the knight. So, we say, the Mitra says, he is, and then it's a rabbi also. Since without the Zerasakosu, we would require training. And here there's the Zerasakosu, the Idacho is Nemo. So obviously, when the Torah said, the Idacho is Nemo by Seite, when the Torah says that the Idacho is Nemo by the Spino, so the Torah gave that Idacho the credence, the credibility of doing. Because otherwise, the Torah would say that he's Nemo, because the Idacho is Nemo by Seite. So Idacho is Nemo requires credibility of two, not credibility of one person. But here, the Torah says it more as the bodies. That means that one has the credence and the credibility of two. So he has the credibility of two. But the other one is Makrishin, Mazachazeh, has the credibility of one. In Rosh Hashanah, Bashirikin, by Yechadot Bissu, we don't need credibility of two. There's the alonga with that one we saw. That credibility of one person is enough. So how do we know that the Sheikh has credibility of two? Maybe the Sheikh has credibility of one only, but one is enough. So the melee, when another person contradicts it, so then is he sophic? We don't know who is telling the truth. So then, and Britam Khalyawa to discuss Israel and Bedes, so we're not allowed to partake of the Sheikh. And this the process of the Ezef, and from the Roshna Rambam it's much more like that. Because the Rambam, whenever he mentions the Allah of Kokmok and Mitzvah Kashnayim in three places, so he says, Sha'atevo hel bino idecho kiseyvi kishnayim. Sha'atevo hel bino idecho imenz bailo kishnayim. So in other words, he emphasizes that it's only in these three. Because without the special Zakosu, it required two. But here there is special Zakosu that one is enough. So that means that one has the credibility of two. So clearly, the other one is Makrish in Rosh Hashanah. But by that we assume we don't need credibility of two. And the other one is never. So he has credibility of one. So the other one also has credibility of one. So it's a Koshe, Chad Legab Echad. So it's a Sophie. So clearly, it's like in the Heisel Chum, maybe. So it's us.
January 21st, Tetzayim Shvat Tavshin Mema B'yayim.
Because just as we say, Sifatayla Kriyum Nezuzes, Shekosvon, Akum, Isho, Evet, Kot, Kus, so Yuxulo, because of Shalto Yosapto, Kol Mishi Yeshni Bikshira Yeshni Bikshira, Kol Shini Bikshira Yeshni Bikshira, so if we go by Sifatayla Kriyum Nezuzes, it's possible. He's not Bakshir. Why isn't he Bakshir? Because he's not Mitzvah Bakshir. So here too, he's a Bakhtun implies someone who is Muzaranzir. A Goy, he is not Muzaranzir. A Goy is not Muzaranzir. And now the Russian of Tesfes, we went over this. The Russian of Tesis tends to indicate that way. That Gimon Beis, Kosov Akusim Yeharoise, Ushkitosa Musulo, Kumushalevi Kahobi, Mizovachto, Masha Ato Zebeach Ato Ech, Klema, Eisei Shu Bar Zvich, Lapuke Nikahobi, the Echon Beis Lahachis. So, what does it mean? Because it implies someone who is in Bar Zvich. In other words, Bizabachto implies someone who is a Barzich, just as Ukshalto implies someone who is a Barzich. So here, Bizabachto implies someone who is a Barzich. But the Nebichovim is not the Baal Zichre. Why is it the Nebichovim Baal Zichre? Because he's not Mitzvah Amitzvah. Why is it the Nechon Bilis Achis Baal Zichre? He is Mitzvah, because he doesn't care. So in other words, Baal Zichre implies two things. That he should be Muzer, and that he should care for the Yisrael Zichre of the Baal. Now, the Roshim in the Rosh, ואין דבר של טעם שעתיר איזיר כשאיכו לו של איכו מזיכרי ממה שזובר מסיר בייסי מסיר בייסי what he means is there the Torah is reference to תשכרי מסב נזור מקור לו ויוכל פה מזיכרי תשכרי מסב נזור he doesn't say that the שחית is done by God is also but the Rambam holds that the Posse when it says מקור לו ויוכל פה מזיכרי זיכרי אסור means not only if it was Nisbach Lala Nizor, that the Shechite of an Akum is also. That's the Tzidran. But the Rosh mentions what he says, Hatam Mishim Nechzim is Obachto Ve'achalto. Eisei Shehu Bar Zviche, Echol Yom Zivu. Now, there is... Again, he's not the Baal Zichre, because he's not the Keres Shechit. Why? Because the halachas of Shechit don't apply to him. In other words, he's not Mitzvah Baal Zichre. So, from all these reshaim, it seems that the reason as to why Shechit of an Akum is possible is because he's not the Baal Zichre. Why is he a Baal Zichre? Because he's not Mitzvah. He's not Mitzvah Baal Zichre. Now, if we say like that, so then the question arises, how about Yisroel Muna? We say, Yisroel Muna l'chal shabri pares ye. So since he is a Muna l'chal atir efule, and he has the psu of an akum, so the melee, it's also possible, bishleime, if it had been a halach, that a shchite of the goy is possible. So then, we have a halach, that Yisroel Muna l'chal shabri pares ye, is the same psul as an akum. But according to these Rishayim, why isn't an Akum Shchite good Shchite? Because he's not the Bazir. Why isn't he Bazir? Because he's not the Teiras Shchite. He's not Muzer Amzir. But Yisroel Mumer is certainly Muzer. Because Yisroel is not Boka, he doesn't become Potter of Mitzvah just because he's Yisroel Mumer. So he's Muzer and Shchite. He's Chayim Mokes every time he Kazayis Neveo Yisroel Mumer. So he should be considered as a Bazir. So he should be considered as a Bazir. So why is Israel? So why is Israel's Mumer Shchite Psulo? Now, because of all these kashes, because of this kashe, so the Pri Chodosh, he has another pshat. He also says that the reason is why an Akum Shchite is possible is because of Zabachta. But not because Zabachta implies he has to be a Baal Zvichet, someone who is Muzar Zvichet. But Zabachta implies, Zabachta means, when the Torah says Zabachta, what does it mean Zabachta? Thou shalt slaughter. To whom is the thou referring? To Yisrael. To whom is the Torah addressing itself? When the Torah says, Mizabachta, thou. Who is the thou? A goy, no. It means, so when the Torah says, Mizabachta, the Torah is addressing itself, is directing itself to the Yisroel. Thou, the Yisroel, shall slaughter. So in other words, there is a Zerasakosum, that's what the Chodah says. There is a Zerasakosum, Mizabachta, thou, the Yisroel, shall slaughter. But not one who is not the Israel. So then we have no kasha. Why about the Chalshav Faresia? But he certainly was as Yechet. It's not that Zubachdo implies he has to be a Baal Zichet, someone who is Muzar Zichet. If that had been the Pshav in the Posik, so then Chalshav Faresia, so Shchite should not be Psula, because he's certainly Muzar Zichet. But when the Torah says Zubachdo, thou shalt slaughter. He directs itself, he addresses itself to the Yisroel. That would be Yisroel, Shlatz Lot. Masha'imke. What?
Israel Kasha?
No! Yisroel, one less good as Yisroel. Yisroel. But Lakukei Goy. And since there is a Lochem in the Chalshav Faresia, has the Psurim of the Goy, so the Meile, he cannot be Mata Mishrike in. This is not. In respect to Stam, so, but in respect to Stam, there, everybody says that Ukshaltov implies that he has to be Baal Shire, someone who is Muzer and Shire. But there, the Gemara also says, the Sivatei Atzur Muzude Shekosrom, Akun, Yisrael Mumer, Kusi, Noshim, Ebe, Avodim, Ktani, is possible, you should know Ukshaltov and Ukshaltov. So, and over there, everybody agrees that Ukshaltov means he has to be Bakshir, someone is Muzar Mishir. So, why is he so Mumer? The Chalshav Vahes here possible over there. So, Enoch and Amen, the Pitroyan Gitri, and that Gemara, Daphne Bob, he mentions Shimon Sarishaini, that the reason as to why the Yisroel Mumer cannot write Stam, that's only the Rabbah. The Tzomim Rabbah, Midrashe, a Yisroel Mumer, can write Stam. True, he's Gakum Chodoro, he has the Tzomim and Akum. But the reason is why an Akum? The reason is why an Akum cannot write Stam is because he's not Muzar Mishire, but he's Yisroel Mumer, even though he has the Tzomim of an Akum, but he's still Muzar Mishire. So there is one Moshin in the Ritual. There is one Moshin in the Ritual that they don't have. Now, the question arises, all those who say that the reason is why an Akum cannot share, because Mizobachta implies he has to be Baal Zvich. He has to be Baal Zvich. And Akum is not in Baal Zvich, because he's not Muzar Zvich. So, why is the Chalshav Faresia Shchitos Yipsulo? So, if we say like the Prechodo Sholai, so that there is no Kash. But for many Rishayim it appears that it's not the Droshe, with a Bacht of Daud, in Yisroel, Shom Slotter, not in Ochre. So it's out, the reason is why Inochi cannot chef is because he's not Balzir, he's not Muzanzir. But Machalshab and Mahesye is Muzanzir. Now, the washing of the cases that Gimli is, because some of us in the Ara, he's saying, we should toss some slow, we should leave the copy, we should have a Zach, we should have a Bachto. Masha Ato is a Yah, Ato is a Klema, he says she will Balzir, Rafu Kim, Chopin, the Echon, the Vilas Lachas. So two are mismatched. If it's Chobi, and Yechon Levi is Rachis. Now, and when Teitzah says Yechon Levi is Rachis, he doesn't mean, because if he's Rachis, he's a me. He's a me, and the Mele is Yachon Chodro. But what he means is, because if so, Teitzah shouldn't say Yechon Levi is Rachis. Mumel is Dovarechon Rachis. He says Yechon Levi is Rachis. So he emphasizes that Yechon Levi is Rachis. We want to discuss it when we learn Gemara. But let's say Levi Shakis Lachis, not. As a matter of fact, and then the Shachanov really mentions that there is an akimine between Eichon Levi's Lachis and Levi Shakis Lachis. Levi Shakis Lachis, because there are two kinds of Lachis. One kind of Lachis is Lachis Mamish. Just because the Torah forbids it, that's exactly the reason as why he does it. Spiteful, to defy the Torah. Such a lachis is a need, so he's got the whole law. So even if it's not the Nechel Levi's lachis, mamish, but the Levi Shakti's lachis, so it's also Shkutos in the name. But then there's another type of lachis, he doesn't care, any makhdi. So Levi Shakti is in that manner, when it's not makhdi, he's so he's Shkutos in the name, he's not a me. When is it me? The Rashba says, only when he does it mamish spitefully. But if he just doesn't care, it's indifferent. Indifferent. Then it's not a me. But Eichon Veiles Lachis, even if he doesn't do it spitefully, mamish lachis, but just indifferent. So it's also there. Why? Because he's not a Barzir. So when can he say that Barzir if he's in a Makhdit on Vele? But if he's in a Makhdit on Shabbos, so he is a Barzir. So in other words, so what does Bar Zvich imply? Two things. First of all, that he has to be Mitzuver Zvich, and that's the reason as to why a Goy is not Mitzuver Zvich, so it's because it's wrong. And then it also implies that he has to be involved in Zvich, he has to be Makh. So if someone is a Gimari Chodos Vidom, so that means only when he's overtaken by his Taivis, he's seized by his Taivis, but where it's not a question of satisfying his Taivis, then he's makhdi, not being the Mele. So the Mele, that means he is a Bar Zvich. He still cares. He's involved in the Issa Zvich. Because he lets himself be motivated by the Issa Zvich. He's for sure getting a Bar Zvich. But if he's a makhdi, so then, he's not Bar Zvich. So Bar Zvich implies two things. First of all, that he has to be Tzubel Zvich. And number two, that he has to be Zoyer Zvich. He has to be Zoyer Zvich. Not that if he's not Bakhti. So apparently, according to these Rishayim, the halacha of Mumel Chal Shabbat Paresi is a Mumel Chal Atrekol. So, that's why he is Katan Chal Law. Because the Mumel Chal Atrekol has all the Psalm of an act. But the reason is why he is capable of all this, because Mechal Shabbat Paresye has a din of Mumul Chatei Kole. What's the real meaning of Mumul Chatei Kole? Mumul Chatei Kole means someone who is addicted to all the Yisrael of the Torah. He's not makti for the Yisrael of the Torah. So mele, the reason, if somebody is in Mechal Shabbat Paresye, then our PD, we consider him as if he is indifferent to all the mitzvahs of the Torah, even though the mitzvahs, as far as kashrus is concerned, is very zoyah. We find some Jews, they will be mechal shabbat paresye, but they will not eat the veil. But our din, he has a din of mumel chatei kole. What does it mean, mumel chatei kole? He's addicted to all the yisurim of the Torah, all the mitzvahs of the Torah, he's addicted. He doesn't care for the yisurim, but he does care, but our din is considered as if he abandoned the whole Torah. So the Mele, the reason as to why Kim Chal Shabbat Paresye is Shchitos in the Mele Min Raise, not because Kiyakim Chol Vov, Because if it had been on the basis of Rakhon Chodmo, so then we should say, but an Akum himself, Shchitos is Nevela because he's not Muzer. But he has the Tzum of an Akum, but he's such an Akum that he is Muzer and Nevela. But the reason is because in Chalshab of Aresia, he's in Mumal Hatakot. What is Mumal Hatakot? Our Bedin is considered as if he abandoned each and every mitzvah of the Torah, even though he says he didn't abandon. Al Kudin is considered as if he abandoned, as if he had been addicted to all the soul of the Torah. So that means he is addicted to his Nevela too. He is not Makti too either. Even though Ben Tzias is Makti, then he is Zoya Nevela. But that's the Aloch of Mechavsha Befaresia. He is in Mumea Lechol Adelkot. Now, then, so in other words, so the Tesis and the Rosh and the Ram say that Shchitas Akum is available because of the Vachto, and the Vachto implies that he is Muzaram Zvichet. And then the Rambam says, and the Prichoder says, it's we learn it out from the Vachto, but not because the Vachto implies he has been Muzaram Zvichet. Because when the Torah says, the Vachto, thou shalt slaughter, what does it mean, thou? You? Who is you? Yisroel. That he has to be Yisroel. If he's not Yisroel, so then Shchitos say is Psor. And the Rambam learns, says, the reason is why Shchitos Akum is Psor is because of the posse or because of the Chaldom Zifrit. Now, according to Tesis, and according to the Prichodosh, that we learn it out from the Vachto, then it goes without saying. So it doesn't make any difference what kind of Enochi is, whether he's an Enochi, a pagan who worships idols, or is he a patient who does not worship idols? Because he goes to God, he's not a Zvichet, he's not a Muzal Zvichet, even if he's a patient. So he doesn't even have to be mentioned. But according to the Rambam, that he says, we learn it out from the Posse, the call of the Chalban Zivchei, and that Posse deals with a Goy who is able to resolve that Posse. So maybe we could say that according to the Rambam, when Shchitos Nevela, only if he's a Goy, a heathen who worships idols, but if he's a Gadesho, who is not in Arizona, then Shchitos is not the Nevela Nevelais. We could say that. Now, so there are two Kersois in the Rambam about it. Of course, in the Rabbonon it certainly Shchitos Nevela, even if it's a Gadesho. But the question is it in the Raise that the Gadesho of Shchitos is Nevela, or it's only in the Rabbonon? שאפילו עקום שיהיו ידעו לזור השחיתו סיניבי אלה כזה גיר סיניבי אלה ברמבה so then according to this גיר סי the shit is a רמבה means that only an עקום אלה ידעו לזור היא שחיתו סיניבי אלה נדרייס because the posik or we call or how to use it they deal with an עקום אלה זור but the gatecho is not the way of the rice only the rabbonon get a god it's only the rabbonon there is another גיר סי we get a god who got to be dogo שאפילו כוסי שאיני לה לזור של הסנדל not עקום but כוסי so then the Rambam has reference to that Gemara that the Chagos were the Yidis ki עקום and the כוסי Rambam and Rabbas were Geza so only we got the כוסי he says get a God of control isn't Rambam but an Agoy Mamesh Asia, so that's because he's the veil of the eyes. But all this can only be considered according to the Rambam machine. But according to the other machine, who learned it out from Sobachto, then of course it doesn't make any difference whether it is Chavim or Egypation. So, the reason is why he says, so it's also, how could there be some type of attention if it's not the Levite? Because according to the Rambam, that we learn it out from the positive color, how the music play, and that positive views of the Levite, we could say only in the Levite Shchit is the Levite right, but not Egetation. Anyway, here the Rambam says Egetation, but it could be only the Rabbanon Egetation. That's only the two Gersons. And there's a Machlekel Ishtaz in the Shach, whether according to the Rambam, is Shchit and Gatation, is the Veil and the Reinze or only Rambam? Is it Machlekel between Taz and Shach, we see, and it's totally the two Kyosoi is in Rambam. Now, Muna Reich on the Veil is like all. Yisroel be exact in the Israel. Because Muna Reich on the Shotose. Apil Yishre Veil or Yvatsmei. Vapilu Imloi. Vapilu Imloi Yechal Hu Mimenu Tchilo. Because when do we have to make sure that he will eat the sample of it? That's in regard to Kusin. That's in regard to Kusin. Because Kusin don't care and he's only free. So the only way to make sure that the Shritah was proper is by observing that he himself, the Kusin, eats of that Shritah. Of that Shritah. So, as long as he doesn't interfere with the gratification of his appetites, he'll do everything that is necessary to him. But the moment he faces a conflict between the gratification of his appetites and the dinator, then he succumbs to temptation. He consults temptation. So, in other words, so if you are reading the Saki, and we know that the Saki was a good Saki, so all he has to do is just to shech it properly rather than to shech it on the dross. So in the middle, there is a presumption with Shabbat Keter and Riochel Yisur. So it's not necessary to test it whether he himself will eat from that shrit. Because of Rashbo, Apilu Iminyedi Iminyedei Eruch HaShchite. Now the Ram Yisrael and the Rashbo, and the Mechaber will see pastors like the Ram, not on the Rashbo. But the sheet of the Rashbo is that in Mumar Yitiyom, if it's a situation where it doesn't involve a conflict between the satisfaction, the gratification of his instincts, of his appetites, and the Iser of the Veile. So then, if it's not such a situation where there is a conflict, so then he has the same meaning like any other Jew. In respect to any Jew, some Jew, we say, so the same plow we apply regarding Immumalitomos. The only thing is, we have to make sure that he's not going to succumb to temptation on account of his diet. But if there is no conflict for him, then he has the same thing like any other Jew. And we apply the aloche of Reb Mitzvah Toshkita Mumche. The Ram is very from Rashbo. And the Ram says, Reb Mitzvah Toshkita Mumche, we can only apply the Gabi Yisrael Kosher. So we say, Rob of the Israeli Gshem who undertake to Shech will not have the chutzpah, the guts to Shech if they know that they don't know. Mashenke, if we know someone is a Mumer, so then, well, the fact that he's a Mumer that in itself shows unusual guts, chutzpah. So the Mele, we cannot apply the cloud of Revitzin Shri Mumer. That's the Shit of the Rami Israel Kamerashbo. But the two mentions the Shita of the Rashbo, the Mechaber passes like Rav. But because of Rashbo, two million years of Shchita, we don't have to be Gazak in Chilo. But when we go in the Vike, our smach, she will become a Acho, the Chai, Shimon, Shemo Yishka, the Roy of Vike, no, who Roy Vike Chilo Visei Oser, a few in Israel of Gabo, so that was, Ligabi Stami Jew, so we pass in the Shita Sagini, that maybe it's in the Shkhidat Mukhmeh, but the Chatkhili, we have to be in Varaya, but we can let in the Chatkhili Sheikh with the intention of testing him and finishing. So, but they are, we're not taking any chances, because suppose we don't manage to test him and finish him. It's not so terrible either, because after all, the Eben, we rely on the whole between for Shkhidat Mukhmeh. That's in regard to stomach. So they are the event, if we will not test it, it will still be kosher. But clearly we have to verify it. So as long as you have the intention of doing it, every Shkhidat Torah, Mashayikin we got in Mumeh. So suppose we are not reading the Sakin before Shkhidat, and we are not reading the Sakin after Shkhidat, then it's Osadiyah. So Mele we cannot take any chances and tell him, all right, you Sheikh, and then we'll look at the Saki after the Shkhidat. Because suppose, for some reason, it will not be possible to look at the Saki, then it will be also there, so you can't take any chance. Because of Rashi, Shokha bein within Atzme, lo yedam ibein ze Saki Shokha, v'yeshi mi Saki Yofi, v'shei mi Yofi, v'yeshi mi Yofi, v'yeshi mi Shokha, nemon, nemon. So he's also Nemon. He's also Nemon. In other words, if let's say he was Sheikh in the Nazi, and we know that he was Sheikh, but we don't, and he has two Sakim. One is Sakim Yofi, one not is Sakim Yofi. We don't know who Sakim is. So then, we say that in view of the fact he's only numerator, so he only does Averes when he faces a camera for the purpose of gratifying his Tyrus. But when a gratification of Tyrus is not at stake, then he doesn't do Averes. So Mele, if he says, we don't have the Chesed in it to be afraid. Maybe he used other Sakim. Why should he use other Sakim? After all, he is Zoya Yisun. Except when it conflicts with these titles. But here he has a Sakim Yome, so he doesn't conflict with these titles. Furthermore, even if we know that he has Boso Shchuto Biyodi, and he has Boso Shchuto, that is heter. So then we could say, why should he shecht? Why should he use that to the Saki Yofi? After all, he doesn't want to eat Bosan Bele, but he has Bosan Shchuta Bele. The answer is, whenever he doesn't conflict with his title, so not only he'll be Zoya, he's not doing that Bele himself. He will not, he'll be Zoya in not providing some other Jew with something that is also Bakhi. So in other words, that's the cloud. That regarding the Mubal Itok, we apply all the Chesed Kashas in the world that we apply to a good Jew. But the only difference is, in respect to a good Jew in Israel Kosher, we presume that he is not going to do anything that is also even at the expense of inconvenience and hardship. In respect to Yumel Tov, we say we cannot assume that he is going to avoid Averes even at the expense of inconvenience and hardship. If not, because Yumel Tov, but whenever it's not at the expense of hardship, of inconvenience, so then we apply the same Cheskes Kashres as Ligabi Yiguju. Vatilu and Nemon im yishtabochim makum Yisrael Nemon leima min hashchuto lekach vatilu im yish biyodeiv shein imin kabu makum. So it's also Nemon to say min hashchuto lekach im yishtadoshim mimchem mumchim min ebim dine Nemon leima Yisrael mumche vikosher shochat shein imniach ahepeh. Now, this, the Taz, will be this din that is mentioned by the Torah, and it's in the name of the Rashba. So the Mechaber also passes that din. And then the Taz is Masik on the Mechaber. We will see it when we learn in the Mechaber. Because this din is taken from the Rashba. That in other words, that if Yeish Anoshim Mumchim bin Dineh, Nemon, Leima, Yisroel Mumchim bin Kosher Shochetu, Shein Maniach Eta Veichu Yisach. So the Berek Abayis, the Rajma says that the Teras Abayis, and then the Berek Abayis is Masik the whole, and the Rajma. He says, why should he be Nemon? After all, if he is a Mumal Idiom, if he is a Mumal Idiom, so then he is Choshul. But we say that a Mumal Idiom, that he is only Choshul if it involves a certain inconvenience. But if it doesn't involve any inconvenience, then a mumal idiom is not choshut to shecht improperly and to misrepresent, to falsify. But how do we know that it doesn't involve any inconvenience? Why? Just because they are anoshim mumchim in the city. Indino means the city. But maybe it was not so easy to get to get a real shchita from the mumchim. And maybe he found it more convenient to ask somebody who is not the mumchim to share. It's true that a mumal idiom has all the cheskes kashkes of a regular Jew. As long as we know that doing the right thing does not involve inconvenience. But if it is a situation where doing the right thing instead of the wrong thing will involve an inconvenience, then we don't have trust in Mumal Idiom, because we know he's ready to do everything in order to satisfy his appetite, in order to have comfort. So why does the Rajba say, the Roes, the Kashi, against the Rajba, in Misha Noshe Mumchi in the Medina, in the city, Nemu Lema, Yisroel Mumchi Mikosh HaShochet, Shinaniach Metrech Lisa. True, but maybe it was more convenient for him to have it slaughtered by someone who is not a mumche. Maybe the mumche wasn't at all. And if he were to wait till the mumche would come at home, it would mean that he would have to starve for a few hours. He wouldn't be able to eat meat for a few hours. And that he's not going to do, because the first thing in his behavior is to satisfy his instinct. So how can we rely? So then, 1 second, please let me finish. So that's the kasha. Why don't you let me finish? Why won't explain something? So then the whole, that's the kasha that the whole raises against the Rashba. So then the Rashba in Mishneres Abayis, so he says that there should be a correction made in the text. That when he was matir, in Yesh Anoshim Mumchim, Imen Bindino, so Nemo Leima Yisroel Mumchim Bikoshe, so it should be changed. Nemo Leima Yisroel Zeh, plain, Mumchim. Shachar, in other words, if he mentions the name, Chaim Rav Yitzchok, that's the name of the Sheikhet, who is a Boki, a Mumchim. So then, we don't have to be afraid, maybe somebody else was Sheikhet for him. Because he's Miotas. Because if he mentions a certain name, Chaim Ben Yitzchok, so then the Mumal Idiom is afraid to check up on him and suppose it's not true. So he'll be embarrassed. But in any other case, he's not Nemon. So the question now, the two, so the Taz raises the question as why the two, he mentioned the name of the Rashba, but he doesn't mention that it's only in this case the way the Rashba Mishneres Abayis limited. And the Mechaber also mentions this day, and he doesn't say Nemo Leima Yisroel Plain Mum Chese Shochet Umumer Yichon Yivim Yisroel Hachimitz Kosef Rashba Shei Meisri Leibi Tchilo Lishchei Afilo Yim Yisroel Leibi Dalgabo, that if somebody is a Mumar Eichon Evelis Lahachimis, so the Rashba says that we are not allowed to let him with Hatchila Shech even if Yisrael is in the Dogal. Why? Because since it happens, so he might, it's very likely that he'll deliver it within that. But suppose he did chaff and the Israel is in Balkabo, and the Israel observed that he didn't do any Drusa, he didn't do any Shia, he did it a proper way, so then it is kosher. Also, he provided that we are bringing the sakin, because suppose we didn't inspect the sakin first, so what avail is the fact that he didn't make a Shia, he didn't make a Drusa, maybe he used the sakin both, but he The Yisroel Zidra Gabor first inspected the Sakhi, and he made sure that it was a Sakhi Yofi. And then he observed very accurately that the Mubal Hachis, so he made the Shvita in the proper way, so then it is kosher. But the question is this, he is a Mubal Hachis, so then he's a mean, so he's talking about God. So this is what the Torah says. Vadei miobisal, the Rosh is chelik al rashi. Vadei miobisal, kosar shetili kach. Because he's a mean, so he's talking about God. So it doesn't matter. He did the shechita properly, just as so it is just as if the nakum did the shechita properly. It's chidosh levei. So what do we see? That this halacha, that the mum arichon levelus lahachis is the akum, that the mum lahachis. That a mumal hachis is yakum chol dvoro is yakum chol dvoro poshe. It's not a chol dvoro poshe. The Roshi is that he has a din of kakum chol dvoro. But the Rashboshi is that he does not have a din of kakum chol dvoro. And when you go, now we have two lahachis. We have lahachis, lahachis mamesh. And we have lahachis mamesh. And we have another lahachis, the din of kakum. Now the Rashbo in Teres Abayi says, now there is imach that there is a machlokes in Moran Avizor between Rabach and Rabbi whether mum arichon levelus lahachis is a din or mum. So there is a machlokes between the Rashbo. I think I mentioned it once when I learned the Gemara. Briefly, I mentioned there is a machlokes between the Rashbo and the Rov. The Rashbo says that the whole machlokes as to whether mumarich levelus lahachis is a mean or a mumar has reference to the case where it does it lahachis mamash spitefully, just because the Torah says that's why. Mashiach came if he does it because of indifference, he just doesn't care one way or the other, not spiteful mamash. So then everybody is made it that he is not a mean, that he is a mean. Everybody is made it that he is not a mean. This is what the Rashba says. The horse says just the reverse. He says, when is there a machlokes between? When is there a machlokes between Rabach and Rabine? That in regard to the case where he does it because he's not back. But if he does it like his mamish, spitefully, even the chomim got in his head. He is more of a mean than even the Rizal. I mean, that's how it's mash. If he does it, mamish lahachis, just because the Torah, to defy the Torah, just because, like the Jews who use, you know, now we don't have such Jews. I mean, but let's say the beginning of the 20th century, so in Europe and in America, so there were some Jews who were mocking that kid to smoke his cigarette when they saw a rabbi passing by. Just to show. Just to defy the Torah. So even Chomim got to his head. So everybody is made there. But that's the sheet of the Rov. But the sheet of the Rashbo is not the other way around. And most Rishonim appear to agree with the Rashbo, not with the Rov. That the machlokes between Rabach and Rabine is in regard to one who does it lahach is mamish. But if he's in a machfil, so then everybody agrees that he's nothing. Now, So it seems that the Rajbo, first of all, the Rajbo Mishitos, we see here that the Rajbo passes, that in Yumea, if he was Sheikh and Achirim in the Malgabo, and the Achirim were in the Malgabo inspected the Saki, and they saw that he was Sheikh properly, so she was in jail, and the Rosh is Chayim. He says, he's gotten from law. Why? Because he is a need. Because he's a need. Now, so why was the Rajbo passing the Shkutos Yisheiro? As long as we know that he made Shkut and Rabbi, the answer is, because the Rajbo Mishitos said that the machlokes between Rabbach and Rabine is regard to Ahas Mamish. So one Mandoma says he's a need. The other Mandoma says he's a Mumer. And what's the Pshat Mumer? Mumer means Mumer of the Varechot. So he's not Yaakov Lom. And the Rajbo passes like the Mandoma. That Mumer Eichon Eilis Lachis Mamesh is Mumer. And what does Mumer mean? Mumer means Mumer of the Varechot. Not Mumer of the Varechot. Then the Shire. And the Rosh, he passes like the Mandoma. That Mumer Eichon Eilis Lachis is me. So that's why he's Yaakov Lom. And Shchitos Yasumot, even though he did check back. Now there is another, but here we see there is another machlekes. Besides the machlekes between the Rajbo and the Ram, as to what kind of emumah lahachis, the machlekes between Rabach and Rabbi as weapons, whether it's lahachis mamish or in makri. So the Rosh says it is reference to lahachis of in makri. And lahachis mamish, everybody agrees with me. And the Rajbo says it is reference to lahachis mamish. And the lahachis of the makdid, everybody agrees that it's not in it. There's another machlokes between the Rajbo and the Rav Amir. The Rajbo holds, and that's probably the sheet of most shame, I think, that the Bandoma who says mumer. So what does it mean mumer? We have to cut through mumer also. There is what we call mumer of Rechot, and there is what we call mumer of Rechot. And there is what we call Mumer Chaterekolet. So from the Rajbo it appears that the Mandoma who says Mumer Echon Vilis Lachis is Mumer, it means Mumer Udovarechot. The Biri, in, I think in Herius. So the same Machlekes is in Amizore and in Herius. The Biri in Herius says that the Machlekes between Rabach and Rabine is only a big question as to whether Mumer Echon Vilis Lachis has it even been meaning or not. But everybody is made that the Chol HaPoches he has it even been Mumer Echon Vilis Lachis, like in Chal Shabbat Pares. Now in Chal Shabbat Pares, does he have it even of a me? He doesn't have it even of a me. Chal Shabbat Pares is not a me, he's a Mumer Echon Vilis Lachis. But the me is, for example, there is a Loche, Sivator Shekos Vini Yisot. But it's Vatoro, Shekosvim Chalshav Parasir, is Igonis. It is Dushi. You cannot read from it. But if Chalshav Parasir will write it's Vatoro, so it has Dushas Kisvei Akedesh. It's possible, but it requires reading. It's Vatoro, Shekosvim Ni, is Yisori, it has no Dushi. So in other words, so the Ramamiri says, in Ramamiri Nerea says, the Machlekes between Rabach and Rabine is on the question, Mumer Echon Vilis Lachis. So what Mandoma says is a mean. So what does it mean if it's a mean? So the din of the mean applies to it. For example, Sivatoro Shekos V'min Yisori. So Sivatoro that was weak by Mumer Lachis is also Yisori. There's no Yush whatsoever. But the other Mandoma says Mumer. What does it mean Mumer? Not like Mumer Echon Vilis Lachis, which is Mumer Lachis. Mumer means Mumer Lachis. So Shchitos in Yisrael Yatso, being according to Rabachem, being according to Rabin. So we see another machleket between the Rajbo and the Rav Amir. What does it mean when the Gemara says, one Mandoma says, that Mumer Echon Vilis Lachis is Mumer. So according to Rajbo it means Mumer Echon Vilis Lachis, and according to Rav Amir it means a Mumer Vader. Mumer Echon Mishon Avirez, שייכי את אפילו בין אלו ארץ, ואין צורך אפילו תחיק הסת, הסת עם חילו יצא. So, that's the sheet of most Rishayim, except for the Rambam. In other words, so he can only share if he are being Nisaki. But without being Nisaki, he's Choshut to be Minabe in order to accommodate himself with all the convenience. How about someone who is not in Mumarech on the Sidon, but is in Mumarech on the Merachet? Let's say he is Mizalzel in the Isar of Shabbos. He is Mizalzel in the Isar of Shabbos. So then most of Shemim say, Choshut with the Merachot, in Choshut, the Choshut Kule. So the Mele, he can share, and we can rely on Shkite, without the Kesaki, because after all, he is only Mizalzel in the Isar of Shabbos. But in the Isar of the Mele, he is not Mizalzel. So the Mele, he has a Chesed Kashas, that he wouldn't do anything that is improper. Even if it is an expense of a hardship and an income. But the Rambam is right. The Rambam Shitti is that if someone is a mumah with the Lechot, so then he also requires Dikasak. Now, from the Gemara it's mashma that there is a difference between, let's say, one who is a mumah with Melech or is a mumah with the Lechot. So what's the difference? If a mumah with the Lechot also requires the Kesaki, so then there is no difference. So the Gesiost explained, there is still a difference, even according to the Rambam. If he is in there, and the Isar of the Vela, so even though we saw it, eat the Vela once, just once, we didn't see that he is addicted to the Vela. We just saw him one time, he ate the Vela. So then he is already a Choshev. If we were seen once eating the Vela, Mashayim came if it's not a Mumah with Vegas, but let's say it's something else, Shatness, so only if it's Rogel in another Avera, then it's Choshev and being Minabe in order to satisfy his appetites. But if he's not Rogel, right, there are Malamdom Zal. What is it? Lahachis. So, I mean, In order to be considered as a need, so with Luke, if it's Lahachis Mamish, according to Rashbo, that any Makti, so then he's certainly not a need. And he's only a need if it's Lahachis Mamish, so it's Lahachis Mamish. So the number of times is not important. It's the important thing is the attitude with which he does affairs. Because the Gemara in the area says that the Mandoba who says that Ichud Vilas Lachis is a need. So not only Ichud Vilas Lachis, even Mishach is the Rabban, even Nisa the Rabban Lachis. If somebody will do any Nisa the Rabban Lachis, he's also a need. But it's only Nisa the Rabban Lachis. The answer is, he becomes a need not just for the Maisa Beire of the Veil. Because of the attitude, the way, because of the motivation, the way he's motivated in doing spiteful, so maybe it doesn't make any difference. How many times? All right. The Rambam Zal Yitzchak Gamkin Yichasak. V'hanin Mila Elishor Amin. Chutz Mabizor V'chosham V'pares. Avo Mum Aleach Meilu Avi Kaakum Gomu V'kutzi Hoid Nedine Kaakum Utsuki V'aisusi Kutz Marambam Shodose Asuro V'imshir Lufaneinu Muteres She'inu Kaakum אלו שנימונים לא יבואו את יוקלנו רשבו קוצר נה, the Rambam says that whatever the Gemara says לגבי כוסי is true today לגבי כוסי but not לגבי כוסי because goes all the way is Yaakov so a כוסי שחיתה is the veiler under all circumstances but with the same status that a כוסי had before the Chachon Yogis Rabbi Yis Gakum, so it's Tuki has today. Now, as we explain, it's Tuki that we believe in Yosh Malpe, but so a Kusi didn't believe in Yosh Malpe. So why should we should just say Sheiro? The answer is because it's Direction Ishmael. So the Tuki is also a Direction Ishmael. Eloch and Ame, and that we saw, there are two different versions of the Pirush HaMishneh. In one version, one text of the Pirush HaMishneh, the Rambam says, if it's to kisher, I didn't know Achim Leini Son Ishchutos in the Vein, because he's not a Keres, he's a Keres. So, another text, version, the Rambam says, Shechita Sheva, as long as we are sure that he did the Shechita proper. So how can the two texts be reconciled? It all depends. If he is a first generation Suki, so then he has a din of Imur Hatat Bullet. But if he was raised by parents who are Suki, then he's an Onus, he's a Tidik Shemijimah. Some Mele, he does not have a din of Kakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakak who was raised in this crisis, says the king should be Ishbo. Kosovo, I'm Bam, she does say I saw, we share for the new terrors. She did God, I should have been with God. The Ashbo Kosa, Ishoha, Bail the Nazi, a few in Hita Kata is Kosovo in Israel. I saw, she called me so she did so with the deal, a few were Zikobon, in Sephim Valley. So, in other words, because that's from the Machlekin between Tarakam and Roshim Namlia. So, in other words, so the Gemara says that the price that it says that Shchitas Kusi is Chita Kazai is possible in Israel, a court with Roshim Namlia. Roshim Namlia. But the Rashbo says we've been passed like Roshim Namlia. Roshim Namlia says, come to Shel, the Kusi Mamdan is of Israel. And Shchita is one of the things that the Kusi Mamdan. But they are not marked out with me. They are some nele. We have to resort to the test. Afrika is possible in Israel. Mashinke, we passed like an account. So when our cousin relied upon, only if it's something that is caused by God, but Shrita and Shrita are not caused by God, some nele, we cannot rely on them. A few years ago, they say, he's learned absolutely straight. We go by Israel of your day, or Israel of Israel, we go by Apostle of your day, because the whole street has to be done with cash. But maybe one more of his apostle, we don't know she is in the way, can you be way she did the Rubish of Kone, Abu Israel, because he Kone, we go by Israel of your day, Kshero. So, in other words, the halach is that if it's nikam aveshe, even the mashe, if there is any preparation in relation to the sapphic of the behemoth or of the oil, so then it's asur. Masheinke, if the kone was nikam bimashu, so then it's kshero. Only when the major portion of the kone was severed. If it was Nikam Beruven, if the Kone, the weak part, was severed Beruven, but if just Imashu or even half of the Kone, half of the circumference, let's say, if this is the Kone, the weak part, and suppose it is severed just half, not most of it. So then it's chill. So the Mele sees a naked bechotzi shel kone, the chotzi of the hekev of the kone. Is chill or some Mele suppose a goy would first cut exactly one half of the kone. Then Israel would come and cut the other half of the kone, and in addition, he would also cut the vision. So then it should be shechel. Because a shechite of an akum is no shechite. But it shouldn't be worse than if it was done by itself without the sakich of shechite. So even if the chotzi kone would become severed without the sakich shechite, through a case, let's say, it got stuck in thorns, in the thickets of bushes. So the neck of the behemoth got cut, and the thorns and the thistles of the bushes perforated and severed half of the corner of the neck. Suppose such a situation. The behemoth big shale. So mainly if the neck would cut half of the corner, it shouldn't be worse than if it was done by thorns. So this is what he's saying. Glamed Romami or if she is possible of shakes in the baby, can be vacant. So if Nika Baveshe Nimashu asks, or in the Rubesho Kone, Abu Misru the Chotzi Kone, Bigoma Yisrael, Yodik Sheo, Hoya Yisrael Apostle, Yodik Sakin Echol, Vishay Chatim Psur, ויצורך לימה, אם כל אחד תקין להיות, לא יביאו מן שחיצה ישראל, אלא אפילו הפוסל, אלא אפילו שוחד, כל אחד רובי של סימן יפסו. Alright, I have to finish this year now, so, because I have to go to Dr. Sobel, he has to take the culture of my flow. So next time, you should be, to go for next year, you should go over the whole simen days with shachan etas, the whole simen, a very important simen, and every shachan, every etas is very, very important. But you should have no difficulty because, as a matter of fact, I discuss the difficult chavas, some of the difficult chavas that etas and is master.
January 23rd, 1981, Chai Shvat. Tav Shin Mem Alf Bliyano.
Now, Shvatin Abeyus, Mechav Anam. Shrik Asim Yitlchom Yim Nibeyo. Apilu Rukoto. Vapilu Yim 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 Yitlchom. Ki Diyotesho. Vapilu Achir Yim Gai Reis. Now let's just go over the Taz and the Shach. Together with the Taz. Together with Mechav and Ramor. I mean, I think that it'll be easier, especially in this siman, because every seed discusses a different dinyan, some synonyms, so there is a connection between one seed and the other. Here, I mean, Shittas Akum is one thing, and Shittas Nimun Aichon Yosei Tov, that's another halacha, there is no connection whatsoever. Alright. Shittas Nimichovim, the way way, for Rambam Pirish Atam, Shinema Bekol, Chumachalto Mizifre, Maha Shinizi, Hashem Yechon Mizifre, Atolomel, Shizifre Yosei, because of Rosh Alzeh, ואין גם דברים של טעם, שאיזי, כשאי קרוא איזי של איך, ממה שזה בי אביסי אביסי, אלא טעם תרסי, אז, that, in other words, because actually, that's what it said, wait, is there a חומש here? No, there is no חומש. All right, not important. There is no חומש. Okay. That person clearly has reference to the Kremes of the Zohar. It's a matter of fact. The Ramban, the Sifra Mitzvahs. So, he is Masik and the Ramban. There is a Nisa Hanoi of Abizor. Nisa Hanoi of Abizor. So, Nisa Hanoi of Abizor applies to three things. To the Abizor itself, the idol that was worshipped, and to the Tikreves, the, let's say, someone is Makhri Bebehime, or to Abizor, so it's also Hanoi, or someone is Nasir Yai, to Abizor, real Nisa. So it's also. So the Yisra Hanoi of Abizor applies to three things. The Abizor itself, the Bichreves Abizor, and Tashmishi Abizor. Tashmishi Abizor. Now, something that is used in connection with the worship of Abizor. In connection with the worship of Abizor. The going today, I mean, so the big crosses have been of Tashmishi Abizor, not the little, the crucifix, what they call crucifix, that's, the Ramos says, that's only the Nei Baalmoi. So that is not also Baalmoi, but the big crosses that we use in connection with the worship, so that has a din of Tashmish Abizor. So the Yisra Anoi of Abizor applies to these three things. According to the Rambam, they are all in grace, they are all carved within the same love. What is the lab? So there are two labs called the Ramban. If somebody has his name from a Mizor, whether his name from the Mizor itself, or his name from the Tashmish of Mizor, or his name from the Trace of Mizor, so he's either two labs. We don't be beyond from you, Mom and Achere. We don't be beyond from you, Mom and Achere. That's a Mizor. A Mizor is called Achere. And also, we saw it the evil of Isaac. So a Mizor is called the this is the Shita of the Ramban. The Shita of the Ramban is that the love of the Soviet evil itself, and the love of the Dovid Biot Runa Hiren apply only to the Mizor itself. Not to Tashmish of Mizor, not to Trace of Mizor. So what is the Nisa regarding the Tashmish of Mizor? We sach mit kese mizor aliyah. In the center of it, we sach mit kese mizor aliyah. There's the tzipuyim, the decorations, you know, they put on that mizor. That's not a mizor itself. let's say, if they worship a certain idol, and then they put a crown on that idol. So they don't worship the crown, they just decorate the idol. So that's a misachmi, that's a mizogali. So that's the law for Tashmisha Mizor. And what is the Yisya for Tashmisha Mizor? So the Ramban said that the Pasuk, Bikolok Lo Chalkom Zifrei, that's why I mentioned it, that Machu Yosef. The Pasuk, Bikolok Lo Chalkom Zifrei. So Mele, according to the Ramban, this does not have reference to the Eshchite of Nako. It has reference to the Eshchite, to the shchite that was nishcha le'ayizor, that the kreves itself. All right. Anyway, so because of the Rosh Hashanah, they don't draw him shokan. She needs a bishuli koyi zishayir from Hashem le'ayizor me. Ela tam dichsiv is a vachto ve'achalto. Is he shul barzviche? Echel bizikh. So it's the same thing like a bistam. So the Gemara in Git that Bob says, "Tzivatir shekos ve'atu." Isha, Eve, Kotin, Moser, Mumer, so is Bos. Chenero, Shalto, Sapto, Koshesh, Kushir, 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 Kushir. So what does it mean in the Kushir? Because Enochri is not in the Kushir, is not Muzer in Kushir, not Muzer in Kushir. So here too, since the Torah says it's a Vachto, so it's a Vachto implies someone who is Bitera Zvihim, who is Muzer. Who is Muzer and Zvir. But the goal is not Muzer. Now, the question is, according to the Rosh, and that's basically also, by the Goish Chike, is that so? Because he's not about Zvir, so it's the same thing as about Shire. But the Gemara, the price in it, that Bukov says that the Chayashim in the cotton white stamps, what they are doing is it. So it's possible it requires me. Why? Because the Chayashim in the cotton are not Muzer. The Chayashim in the cotton are not Muzer on film. Are not Muzer on film. But, so the Mele, a Chayashim in the cotton, because it should be the Mele. Because cotton is the Mele, it's invested in the Tzuvim, laughed he said. So the Rebush has that kasha, and the Rebush gives a teretz. The Rebush gives a teretz because it's also to be something in the Yodai. In other words, what does it mean? Chereshit Likotin is not Muzer, because the Torah is not Makti, and there are Maisa Beretz of the Kotin. Torah is not Makti, but it's also to be something in the Yodai, in the Raisin. You cannot serve Chazer or the Vele to the Kotin. You're not allowed to. So in other words, Ulecheveshit Likotin, it's Nivele, it's a Maisa Vele. It's not like a Goy in Nivele. When a Goy eats Nivele, it is just like a Jew drinking water. Is there anything wrong? Any Maisa Vele in a Jew drinking water? So, on the contrary, Lagira Shabishorechot, it's never Vacholo, or in the Chiyom Inochri. So the Torah says that in Nivele we should give to Egatesha, Egatesha is a Goy. So it's a mitzvah to give it. Because it's no Maisa Vele, it's not a sinful act. Mashiach, Cheresh, and Mikotin. They are not mitzvah or mitzvahs. But they are. They have the same wish as Yisroel, as God. And they are shyer in the whole Torah. But the Torah is not makti than they are there. So, Kotnechon Vele, it's in best mitzvah and last mitzvah. Ikotis Mechal Shabbos. Best means Kwal Yisroel. So, and not that we have to stop it. But to be misafim we are dying, we're not allowed. Because it's a sinful act. Except that the Torah is not makti and the sinful acts committed by Ktan. But the sinful act it is a Maizavir. It is a Maizavir. As a matter of fact, there is the Ramot in Hilchas Shabbos. In Hilchas Shabbos. So he says, someone had the idea, there should be in Shibur or Shabbos, no?
I don't know, this is
Hilchas Shabbos?
It might be.
This is a Shabbos, yeah. Simen Shin Mem Gimel. Kot Piach Mevelet Hippes Mitzul Lafisim. Avlovi Mitzul Ligabe. Lafisim Nisa de Raisi. Ulachile Yodai. Ulachile Yodai Mos. Not the Huyev to be Mafisim. He's the Chal Shabbos. Except for the father, no one is Mechuyev to be Mafisim. But to give him Yodai, that's all sir. It's a Nisa de Raisi. Avlovi Dvorim Shasuri Mitzul וכן עושה להרגילי בכם שבס ומאי ואפילו בדבורים שאין משמשוס ויהי שאין ויהי שאין דכון זה בקודם לא הגיע לכם אבל הגיע לכם זה כלל פיסט ויהי שאין רי ולשעי החינוך מבז נלוב בלבד ויקוד תת דאגו ישרמו נסימן שין שין מם דלו שין מם גימו שין מם גימו ויקוד שאין כה סובי או יאובר שור אביר או בקטרוסי אף על פי שהיא צורך תשובה כשנגדל, מכל מוקים טיפלי שיקבל על עצמי איזה דובר מתשובה לכפו, אף על פי שאובה הקידם שנעשה ברונש. זאת אומרת, כמו זה, suppose if he caught, why was he caught to hit his father? Or he was בכלל שבץ. I mean, when he was already, he had already קצת דעת, we're not talking about an infant who is 2 years old, but he caught, let's say, 12 years old, 11 years old, 10 years old, he already has דעת, but he's caught. He is his father, or he was Mechal Shabbos. So he's not Mechuyev to do Tshuva when he becomes Bar Mitzvah. But the proper thing for him is to do Tshuva. Now what kind of thing is it? So the Bilak O mentions a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, there he discusses the few Nisei of the Behemo, if somebody is the Via Behemo. So the Allah is the Behemo itself is higher Nisei. So the Gemara as an Abai, what is the reason as to why the Torah is Mechayev? A Behemo Misi. Torah Behemo is not Chayach in Mitzvahs, in Onshin, I mean in Isurin, I mean Onshin, yes. But here, the Torah is Mechayev Misi, the Behemo. That the Nodom was Reveah. Is it because of Takole? Is it because of Takole? Or is it because of Kol? Might have been there. Now if we say it's because of Takole, that means the reason is why the Behemoth is Mechuyevus is because not Takola, because it constituted a Takole, that a person was Nirshu in such a terrible Avera. Or is it because of Kole? Because let's say if somebody was Revia Behemoth, so if you let the Behemoth live, then every time the behemoth will pass by the street, so people, malicious people, say, oh, that's the behemoth, that this and this person was revealed. In order to prevent call, the medical, the violence. Suppose someone will be revealed at the behemoth be shady. Not the name. If we say it's because of Takole, so when is the behemoth revealed? He said, only when an Abir Abimazi of Abuala behemoth was done. But Avir of the Sheikh, it's also an Avir, but it's not as bad, as serious as an Avir of the Nazi. So there is no Chiyuvus. But if we say it's because of Kolei, we can go to prevent embarrassment, the humiliation of the person who was Nichshu in that Avir. So even if it was not the Sheikh, even if someone was Avir of the Sheikh. So then the Gemara tries to be patient. Famimishi. Because the Mishnah says that Kotu ben Tes Shebo ala Behemo, so he is Potter of Nisi. But the Behemo is Chayev Nisi. Only if it's Kotu ben Tes, because less than the Tes, so he be also be. So, Yamre Mishleim and Mishim Kolein Shabu. If we say that the purpose of the Chiyuv Nisi of the Behemo is to prevent Kolein, we understand, even in the Kotu. But he did it. So also it's higher than this. But if you say it's Mishim Takole, Kotin might Takole. After all, Ketanim Apturim Abonshim. So the Gemara did the Teretz. No, Leilo Mishim Takole. Vikotin Takole Nami Ike. Elo de Rachmone Ude Chosal. This was Rosh Hashanah. Rachmone Ude Chosal. So what does it mean, Rachmone Ude Chosal? So that means that by Kotin, when a Kotin is Boala Behemot, so he told them, Isabel, it's the same simple as when God does it. Only thing is, the Rachmon and the Chosalot, The Torah had compassion for them, and it wasn't punishment. And the Torah is not marketing so much for the Maisabir as committed by Tan. So he's potter of Onshin, he's even potter of Isuri, because the Aloha that caught me from Nils Besant Zuglaf, he say indicates that it's not only if he caught me in the Vela, he's potter of Moses. Because the Chiyuv of to be Mafish does not depend upon Onshin, the Aloha to be Mafish, every Jew from every Avera, whether there is an Avera or there is no Avera. Only Averas that are followed by Onshin, you have to be Mafish. And here we say, that means he's allowed to do Averas. The Torah was not Mafish. He's allowed to do Averas. But Avera it is. It's a simple act. But the Torah is not Mafish. And that's why it's also to be something to your diet. That's what Gemara means. What does Takola mean? Takola means a Maisavera was done. So Kotten is also a Maisavera. That's the book that the Bira Akron mentions for the Din Rabo, that Kotten Shiiko is Sobim for Yechilas HaShabos, or Yose Shorabir Mikatuse, Abo Pishi Mechuyi Vazis Shuve, Mikom Lokin Teitli Vazis Shuve. Louis Likapor, in other words. So, in other words, in my Savere it is. So, in other words, he lets Kapore, he meets Kapore, he did the my Savere, he did a terrible thing. He's a cotton. So, the Torah is not marked with him, but the terrible thing it is. It's a sin quake. So, it is a my Savere. So, in Mele, he's a Basvire. A cotton is potter of one sheep, and the Torah is not marked with him. But he's shyer in the mitzvahs. He's shyer in his soul. He's shayach in his soul. So the male is about it. Oh, so then the question is, so then he should be able to write Sivatir film is this also. The answer is, there is a difference between the mitzvah asay and the nisa. In case of a Isurin, he hits the male, he's Michal Shabbos, he hits his father. I mean, whatever he does, he steals. So there is a mice. So then, even though he's part of a bunch, and he's not Muzer and Isurin, but in my severity, it is a simple act. Mashiach, in case of mitzvahs, he doesn't put on film. A cotton doesn't put on film. A cotton doesn't doubt. A cotton doesn't eat the Kazayis Matzah Pesach night. So, if a cotton doesn't do it, so then the my severity consists in the failure, in the omission, to do what is mechuyev. A Jew is mechuyev to put on film every day. He one day he doesn't put out film. So there is also Maisavere. What is Maisavere? The Maisavere consists Bishab Al Tai said. In other words, in not doing what he's supposed to do. So Bishwaime, physical is Nehuye. So then the Maisavere is Bishab Al Tai said. In not doing. But the physical is what of mitzvahs. What kind of Maisavere is it? What? What did he do that is a simple act? So in respect to God, the Maisavere consists in not doing what is Mechuyev to do. But the Kotten is father of mitzvahs. So what wrong did he do? He didn't do something that he was obligated. He wasn't even obligated. So remember, there is no Maisavere. In regard to Svicha, to Mele, so even though he's not Muzer and Allah was in Mele, but it's a simple act anyway. He did a simple act. So Mele is in Baal Svicha. Mashiach in regard to mitzvahs. So if it's in God, so there is a Maisavere, the Maisavere consists in not doing what he's supposed to do. But if it's in God, it's not Mechuyev to do. So what kind of a Maisavere is there? What kind of a Maisavere is there? So as a matter of fact, I mean, what does it mean? What does it mean? You are allowed, even though there is a Nisar to be Nisar, to be a Dai, the Kotel, but you are allowed, let's say, to serve the Kotel. A meal, chutzlisu. If you give a lechinuch, kodesh itzor, then you're not allowed because the father is mechuyev to make sure some melee. Somebody else is not allowed to serve him because the father will be there and aver. But if it's not a kodesh itzor, you're allowed to serve him a meal, chutzlisu. Why? Because there is, as we said, mentioned many times, there is no nisar of eating chutzlisu. Only thing is, if one eats, he's mechuyev to eat in the sukkah, like tzitzis. There is no disciplinary packet of our countess without tzitzis. No, but if you do put out such a packet with four corners, you have a chuyev to put in tzitzis. And if you don't put in tzitzis, so you have an avele, you have a vatel esek. So let's say to sell a cotton, to give a cotton, a very slow countess, and you know that he's not going to put in tzitzis, you're allowed to. You're allowed. Why? Because there's no mais avele. There is no mais aveir. So that's why regarding veile is a balzir, because kotlech veile is too invested in love. He say, but it's a piyadayim itzosha. Mashe inke, regarding tefillin. So it's not a balzir. All right. So v'nir lechera. So he says, not kibine. El atam, the Rosh says, atam, the Rosh is a vachu vachalto. Eis ishi balzir. Lechera mizipre. ונראה לחיירת הכנין הקיימים מישראל שאימו על החיץ ולא מטוב רק שנחי שיש בזביך של הרמב״ם מניסה בזה כשאחים הם ראים שישוח הצ'אפיה שהוא יקפיל אותי רואה לו על זבח שזיבח איכות מן העם ובוזר לו עם האחים הם ראים אבל לראש כל שני בר סביכה דיין שנחי שיש בלכי שחיתה לא עם הנה אפילו בשביל ישראל לא עם הנה אחים הם ראים so that can mean that between the Rambam Stam and the Rosh Stam is in regard to the Mumer Eichel Neveles not Lachis Mamesh Lachis Mamesh we could be me so he's according to the Rambam which is has all and not with the Rambam but he might so according to the Rambam that the reason is why Shrita Sakum Yasso is because Shrita Sakum Yasso is because of what Halkam is Yifrei. So the halacha is that the shechita of a goy is asur. Mimele, one who is a mumel chater gule has the psula of a goy. Mashiach, one who is not eichel nevelis lachis mamish. So he is not in me. He is not in me. And so he's not in me. So, but the shechita is kshelo. But according to the rosh, that there is a halacha of bar zvirchem. The same way as by Ksira Stam, there is a loch of Bakshire, and by the Gemara in Gittin says, Sirtira Shekosva, Sirtira Tumuzin Shekosva, Akron Kusi, Yisroel Mumer. So it's a sura. Why? Because it's not a Bakshire. So Bakshire implies two things. One, that he should be Mitzuvan and Kshire, and two, that he should be Makhid and Kshire. Mashenke, if he's a mumer, a kakashko monach film, who is not makti. So Enoch Nami, if he's the kind of a Jew who doesn't put out film because of laziness, but whenever, you know, he doesn't conflict with his inclination to be idle, so he does put out film, then he can write. Then he can write. If he writes, I mean, he's not the ideal person to write a film, but if he writes, so it's not possible. But if he doesn't put on film, even though it's not lachis mamish because he's mivazel mitzvah, but he just doesn't care one way or the other. Just doesn't care. It's not that he wants to sleep. Mimele, he doesn't put on film. He just doesn't care one way or the other. So he's not bakshire. So bakshire implies two things: mitzvah and shire, and matkid and shire.